بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين من البحر الكاريبي يسعد تقديم الشيخ العزيز حسن عبد الوهاب مرزوق البنا، وهذا في 12 من رجب 1437 هجري الموافق 1438 هجري الموافق 8 أبريل 2017 ميلادي. موحدين Publications pleased to announce a question answer session with Sheikh Hassan Abdul Wahab Marzul Banna Hafidah Allah on Saturday the 12th of Rajab 1438 Hijri, corresponding to the 8th of April 2017 Gregorian Miladi. سأل يقول بلغة إنجليزية: السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I have a question concerning divorce and social media. Is it permissible for either a man or a woman, once a divorce occurs, whether the husband said talaq or the woman said or asked for khula, for either of them to humiliate and expose the other's faults on social media, and when they are asked why they are doing what they're doing, so they would reply by saying they are warning the Muslim Ummah. Is this permissible? فسأل يقول يا شيخنا بعد السلام عليكم. السؤال خاص طبعا بشبكات التواصل أو الانقطاع الاجتماعي كما هو معروف ومسائل الطلاق. هل يجوز لرجل أو مرأة مطلقين من بعض بأي طريقة كانت، سواء عن طريق الطلاق أو الخلع، أن يكشف أخطاء الآخر في شبكات التواصل الاجتماعي؟ وعندما يسأل الشخص هذا لماذا تكلم عن ما طلقت، يقول أنا لازم أحذر الأمة منه أو منها، فهل هذا يجوز؟
لا، صلاة السلام على رسول الله. يعني مش عارف، كل مسلم يعرف أن كل واحد المذنب ده بتوبة لتوبة لملوش
لتوبة يا شيخ. طبعا
القاتل لتوبة لملوش، والباحث لتوبة لملوش
لتوبة.
أي واحد عمل جريئة بتاع خطأ وأذنب يسيبه دي النار، ولا نقول له توب أحسن وخش الجنة؟
لا، يتوب أحسن طبعا.
زي يقول لي ولا بل حد المجتمع منه، يعني ايه يعني دي في الفسق بقى والفجور، ولا نعمل ايه؟ لا، على فهم خاطئ. عشان كده الجهد بتاع الناس بودين في داهية، استغفر الله العظيم. لازم ليه تعيش الاول، لان حق الغير ده يملكه، حق الغير يشن عليه ويهجمه في حياته. هل هذا الجوع يقول عندنا حتى غير مسلمين وعندهم عقل؟ لا، ما يشعر حتى يقول كم ولا يحذر منها، ما يطلق وخلاص، عاوز ايه يقضي جالك. والواحد ربنا يتبرغ يقول لك كل من ساعته لقيته كده يتوب وترجع وكويسة وتبسترع تبقى تمام. فهذا خاطئ، الله يهدينا ودين. قول له بطل هذا، ولا عندنا حاجة تانية؟
لا يا شيخنا. في تعقيب على السؤال من المرة اللي فاتت يا شيخ، افتكرنا حاجة بعديها لعلي يكون فيها منفعة ان شاء الله. طيب، بناء على this question first، الشيخ حفظه الله said بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Here is a rhetorical question for each and every one of you listening. Does everybody who have done a sin, does he have or she have a chance to make tawbah, to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does the killer, a killer amongst the Muslims, have a chance to repent to Allah before he dies or not? Even a person from Daesh or the Khawarij, does he have a chance to make tawbah or not? Each and every one that may have made a mistake once or twice or three times in their life and have fallen to sin, does this mean we send them straight to the hellfire or not? Are we allowed to make tawbah and get the chance to enter the paradise or not? So all these questions, the Sheikh Hafidhullah is saying, indicates for those who understand the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that it's not permissible for us, just because we divorce somebody, to let ourselves loose into lewdness and wickedness against the other party. This is why ignorance will take you, as the Sheikh said in plain Egyptian language, many hundreds of ways astray away from the Sunnah. this right that we're talking about here, my brothers and sisters, belong to others. It's not permissible for you to delve regarding the rights of others at will, even if they are non-Muslims, even if they are kafir, even if they are disbelievers. It's not permissible, in other words, plain English, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, for any spouse to do that regarding whoever or who he or she divorced. As the Sheikh mentioned, the ayat, كل من سعتي. شيخنا الآية ممكن تعيد على الآية لو سمحت؟
لا 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 كيف خد يا نيمو بس بتفكينها بالأطعال زي يا نيمو كده؟
السلام عليكم.
نعم. عليكم السلام الله. شيخنا السورة اللي ذكرتها لي هل هي لسورة النساء وأن يتفرق يغني الله كل من سعتي وكان الله واسعا عليما؟
نعم.
طيب ده الشيخ عبد الله
يبرقه ما ربنا ما يقسمش ربنا نعم. يديهم يوسع عليهم إلى المخرج المسلمين
نعم. As the Sheikh Abdullah verified the ayah with him, it's in Surah An-Nisa, verse, and I wish I can read this number better, verse 130, I believe, which states in English, but if they separate by divorce, Allah will provide abundance for every one of them from His bounty. And Allah is ever all sufficient for His creatures' needs, all wise.
Again,
نعم هي دي الترجمة شيخ من
التفسير
لا التفسير طلع التفسير طيب الترجمة دي بتاعت الشيخ محسن رحمه الله محسن خان فبيقول فيها but if they separate by divorce Allah will provide abundance for every one of them from his bounty and Allah is ever all sufficient for his creatures needs all wise
ساعتي. البونتي ساعتي مش كده
نعم
بونتي.
So
نعم.
If we want to look up the تفسير of that ayah محسن English as the Sheikh Abdullah said if both parties are Muslims Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for them شيخنا عايزني أرى التفسير بتاعها برضو ولا يكفي بس الترجمة الإنجليزي
لا التفسير أحسن كمان
حاضر بس طلع دي واحدة
قول لهم ده يعني ده الإنسان ما يطلق مش رأي لعلم بقى ولا ارتكرت خطأ يعني لا ربنا يديهم أمل أقبلت يصلح أمورهم ويرجعوا تاني ربنا يحب الناس يتوبوا ترجع عليهم شو يحب الله يحبهم من عنا
نعم رفع
الله بعد ذلك وشكرتم وأمنتم اقرأ حين الله شكر عليهم رفع الله بعد ذلك وإن شكرتم وأمنتم
نعم
الله شكر عليهم الله شكر عليهم يعني الإنسان نجع الحق وآمن وصلع أخطأه تبقى ربنا يهدي جهنم
لا طبعا نعم
يبقى جابه ربنا لأن يفهموا شيء بالإسلام الناس دي وبيفتوا قلت إزاي يبتي يتجرع على الفوتية ده العلماء مدوش يفتوا بعضهم مدوش يفتوا ثم هو يبتي أقول لا بتما حاجة حقول غير دي وسيلة كبيرة وده كان ده خطأ
بارك الله فيك يا شيخنا طيب الشيخ عبد الله he said that I have to read you the يعني the tafsir of this ayah Surah An-Nisa verse 130 and in tafsir what it means of course because I'm going to read that from Arabic he said this is the third circumstance or third situation happens between two people that are married. That once it does, becomes difficult or impossible for them to agree, then there's no harm for them to separate, meaning to divorce. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and if they separate, meaning by divorce or by fasch or by khul' or other than that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice each and every one of the two spouses from his bounty, meaning from his blessings, from his perfection, that encompasses everything and includes everything. So he will suffice the husband, for example, by another wife better than the one he had. And he will suffice the wife, the ex-wife, with a husband better than the husband she left behind. And if her sustenance have been cut off from her ex-husband, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have guaranteed for her sustenance upon whoever is her wali or whoever is caretaking of her, as he did with the rest of his creation subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it may be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give her another husband better than the ex-husband. And Allah is all-encompassing, meaning He is vast in His bounty and His blessings. He is encompassing in His mercy. His mercy and His perfection have reached everything, or His ihsan rather, have reached everything, as just His knowledge have reached everything or encompassed everything. But along with that, He's all wise, meaning that He gives with wisdom and prevents for a wisdom. So if His wisdom have necessitates to deprive some of His slaves from His ihsan for a reason that the slave, for example, is not deserving of such an ihsan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deprive that slave of His or that servant of His out of justice and out of wisdom that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentioned also the ayah. الآية الثانية شيخنا ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم صح؟
نعم كما شكرنا علينا.
نعم ما يفعل الله بعذابكم. As the Shaykh mentioned another ayah which states, roughly speaking, and what would Allah would do with your torment if you are thankful? If you are thankful and you are believing. Okay, how do I get Mohsin Khan here? Diyah wahda shaykhna bas English Mohsin Khan. And that's in Surah An-Nisa, verse, I believe, if I can read this right, 147. Why should Allah punish you if you have thanked Him and have believed in Him? And Allah is ever all appreciative of good or knowing. Again, why should Allah punish you if you have thanked Him and have believed in Him? And Allah is ever all appreciative of good or knowing. Here, as the Shaykh subhanahu hafidhahullah rather said, from this ayat, whoever is saying I'm warning the ummah about my ex, for example, is clearly does not understand anything in Islam, but rather is trying to give the verdict or a fatwa based upon complete ignorance. The Shaykh said even some of the scholars of the Sunnah refuse to give a fatwa. And this person taking the liberty upon himself or herself to warn about their ex on social media is better for them, as the Shaykh said, Hafidhahullah, to ask and learn before they have the audacity to give a fatwa.
انه يتعرض لحقوق الغير، هل يلزم نفسه اخذ؟ يلزم نفسه برضه على عجل على حسن، ولكن يلزم غيره يصنع به وقطع من علاقه بينه وبينه، هذا جريمه كبيره حقوق الغير. انت كذلك؟
نعم. الشيخ عبد الله added, this is from the most severe of kinds of doing evil and transgression and audacity in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you as an individual talk about the rights of others. You're actually transgressing against yourself as an individual, as a believer, by talking about the rights of others and delving in the rights. This is a huge crime in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to talk about the rights of others. Sheikh Nassal yaqul, نروح للسؤال الثاني يا شيخ. شيخ حسن.
نعم.
ندخل في السؤال الثاني إن شاء الله.
أجل.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. There is an organization in the country which I live that arranges conferences. And due to my ignorance last year, I went to it for a couple of hours, But this year, I have gotten the understanding that they are doing this very differently than what is prescribed in the Quran and Sunnah. They have an Ashid artist coming, comedy shows and such. And they even invite unknown and trustworthy speakers. And they don't tell which speakers that are coming until the date of the conference is just a few days away. Not many brothers and sisters are aware of this, and it is difficult to make them aware of the errors by this organization, and the most difficult thing is the fact that they have created a type of love and bonding to them as if they are in the front with regards to Islam and defending it. How should we go forth in making the organization see their errors and our brothers and sisters that attend this conference as well? And what should we do? The Salafiyun aren't many, and when we have come forth to the people, they become quarrelsome. How should we go forth with our da'wah fillah? Barakallahu feekum, wa jazakumullahu khayran. السال يقول يا شيخ بعد السلام عليكم يقول نعم عندنا منظمة في بلدنا التي نعيش فيها بتنظم مؤتمرات وبسبب جهلي السنة الماضية ذهبت وحضرت معهم حوالي ساعتين بس السنة دي ولله الحمد المنة وصل بي الفهم ولله الحمد المنة أن هؤلاء يفعلون أشياء بعيدة من القرآن والسنة مثلا يا شيخ المنظمة هذه بيحضروا كما يسمونهم مطربين أناشيد وبيحضروا مثلا عندهم عروض كوميديا وغيره من العروض وأيضا بيدعوا ضيوف للتكلم غير معروفين أو حتى ما في ثقة فيهم بالمرة وما بيقولوا من الحاضر من الضيوف إلا قبل أيام من بداية مؤتمرهم هذا وبالتالي يا شيخنا ما بيقولوا مين هم الضيوف دولة لغاية قبل المؤتمر بأيام فقط فبيقول الأخ أو الأخت هنا كثير من الإخوة والأخوات عندنا يا شيخ يعني يعرفوا بالمؤتمر هذا ولكن صعب عليهم أن يفهموا الأخطاء التي فيها هذه المنظمة ومن أصعب من هذا يا شيخ أن هم يعني أصبح بينهم من هذه المنظمة نوع من الحب على أن المنظمة هذه بتدافع عن الإسلام وفي حق الإسلام
الإسلام بتاعهم هم
ما أنا فاهم يا شيخ
أي إسلام
الله ما فينا عفا
عنها إسلام ربنا أنزله وإسلامهم هم عشان فيها كوميدي
أيوة
فهم كوميدي فرحانين بيها فيها نكت وفيها ضحك وأشياء
ما فينا عفا عنها
هزلية فيطلعوا بالهزلية دي بعض الناس أصحاب النفوس أهم شيء عندهم من يضحك
نعم
بدك يضحك بس بالطريقة دار الشرعية مش مانع مشان الإنسان ما يضحكش المسلم يضحك ولكن بالضوابط الشرعية على أشياء له يضحك منها
صحيح
لكن على الإطلاق كده عشان بس يضحك وخلاص وياخد كلام من ناس مش معروفين غير معروفين ولم يثبت إن هم على السنة الصحيحة لا يبعد عنه خالص المؤمن يبعد عن الناس دي خالص يعني ما يعرفونش لا يعرفهم وليه بيخبوا أسماءهم لحد آخر وقت عشان يتفاجئوا بيهم لا هذا كله في شكوك إيه بيسان عن الشكوك والله مستعان
نعم
كلام مفهوم ولا في هذا
نعم
والحاجة تانية
في كلام تانية يا شيخ جيد الحمد لله فبيقولوا في السؤال هنا يا شيخ من ضمن الحاجات فماذا نفعل يا شيخ بخصوص أخطاء هذه المنظمة وكيف ننصح أصحاب المنظمة هذه والإخوة والأخوات المتأثرين بهذه المؤتمرات لأن السلفيين ما هم كثير وعندما حاولنا من قبل يعني نصيحتهم أصبحت خناقة بالعربي فكيف
هم ليسوا طلاب سنة حقيقية ليس عندهم حب الدين الصافي لازم يتعب عشان دي فيها ضحك وفيها فرفشة ما ليه
صحيح
ما الميزة بتاعتها ويجي وراهم ليه هم عادي وقت الله ولا عادي الفرفشة يعني ما بعش الإنسان يحط جمعية ولا شخص يعني يواري عادي على لا الولاء والبراء للدين يوالي الدين وأهل الدين ويبرأ الله من الناس المخالفين للدين والذين يقولون بدين غير صحيح يبرأ الله منه المؤمن كده وهم بيتخانقوا ليه عشان بشايفين لهم يعني هوى لهم رغبة في هذه الجمعية وكما يقول مخالفة ولا نعرف الناس اللي بيقولوا فيها شكلهم ايه فإن مخليهم ذي كده بهوى النفس إن ربنا يحب سحاب الأهواء يمشي إنسان مع هواء مع نفسه بدون دليل بدون ضابط لا لازم يمشي مع نفسه بضوابط شرعية
هذا هو
الله أعلم.
طيب يا شيخنا هنا في السؤال يعني كيف هم هل ينصحوا أصحاب المنظمة ديت في طريقة ينصحوا بأصحاب المنظمة أو حتى الإخوة والأخوات المتأثرين بهذه المؤتمرات أم لا؟
هل عندهم استعداد يستجيبوا؟ أنا بقول لحضرتك أهو أنا بقول لك كلام من صعد موجه لهم الجمعية بتاعتكم دي أي مع السنة طب فين الرجال بتوعكم؟ وبيقولوا إيه؟ وهل في السنة كوميديا؟ ولا إيه؟ من كوميديا من كمان حاجات حزيني وفريحي لا ما عندناش الحاجات إلا بالضوابط الشرعية
نعم
وبيدافعوا عنها ليه؟ هل هم أهل سنة بيدافعوا عن الأهل سنة؟ ولا بيدافعوا عن الجمعية نفسها بتاعتهم؟ اللي هم مرتاحين لهذه كلامها بيتابعوا أهواءهم
نعم صحيح
لا مش داعي الخناق ولا حاجة الشخص المخلص يسيبهم خالص والإنسان اللي في قلبه مرض خليه ماشي معاه وحر بقى يعمل له ايه ولا اهل السنه ما يتخانقوش معاه ولا يزعلوا ينصحوا لا ممكن ينصحوا ويبلغوا عنهم كمان دول يبلغ عنهم دول مش يبلغ عن واحد طلع مراته ده اللي يبلغ عنه ده الناس المسلمين انا لما يزد عائم ولا الشيخ معتمد ولا اهل السنه وكلامهم في خلط مش عارفين عاوزين هدفهم ايه ما يعرفش فين هدف الجمعيه ماذا يقولون
قلت يا شيخ هؤلاء ليس أهل السنة وهدفهم مختلط وإيه تاني يا شيخ
وليس لهم دعائم من رجال أهل السنة مين اللي حضر عندهم
نعم
ناس يدعون كوميديا
أيوة والأناشيد
والأناشيد سامر ما يدعون أناشيد الصحابة عملوا جمعية أناشيد التابعين عملوا الأئمة عملوا لا ما بيش إلا الشعر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وإنما الشعر وإنما الشعر لحكمة وكان يجيب الثاني يقول له الكفار بيقوم بالقصيدة الشعرية يقول الكفار يعني يبين دينهم الباطن ويبين محاسن دين الإسلام لا ده معلش عن طريق الشعر من عشان خاطر يعملوا حاجات جميلة
انت قلت يا شيخ دلوقتي آية دي كانت ولا حديث تهمني
نعم
قبل ما مسألة هجاية الكفار بالقصيدة الشعرية لنبين دينهم الباطل قلت حاجة يا شيخ كان حديث أو آية فات مني
لا دي محاسن الإسلام
نعم
شعر بيقوله يقول لهم دينكم باطل عشان الشرك أخذ بالك والمدعبار غير الله والدعاء غير الله والمعبودات لا تنفع أصحابها ودين الإسلام في التوحيد الخالص كلام من هذا القبيل
نعم
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يجيب له المنبر يحطه في المنبر يقول له اهجوهم يعني اليوم رد عليهم بكلامهم وعيب دينهم وحشن دين الإسلام وروح القدس معك يعني ربنا معك يدعونه بالتنفيق ليه لأن يجيب شعر ضد يضين كفر ويعظم الإسلام
نعم
هذا كمان مش يجيب أنشيد وكوميدي
نعم
هنشوف حاجة تانية.
بارك الله فيك يا شيخ. طيب, as you probably can tell, this has been a long question, but it's very, carry very important points here. As the Sheikh Abdullah mentioned, by the time I got to the part regarding how the organization is, and they have anashid and comedy shows and this and that, the Sheikh Abdullah said, he said, well, in reality, as the questioner is mentioning here, some people may think that these organizations are up in the front with regards to Islam and defending Islam. He said, what kind of Islam here? Are we talking about their Islam? It's actually they defend their own version of Islam, not the real Islam. What kind of Islam are we talking about? What Allah have revealed upon His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or their own version of Islam? Their so-called organization and conferences have comedy. This is why they're happy with it, because it has jokes and has mockery, wal-iyadu billah, that shouldn't be associated in any shape or form with Islam. These are the people of whims and desires. For them, that's the most important thing, to have a good laugh. Because he's laughing, but he's not even laughing in accordance with the guidelines of the Sharia. He's laughing just because of the sake of laughing. And he's taken his religion from people that we don't even know, or he doesn't even know. Or it may be they're not even upon correct sunnah to start with. What is correct for him or her to stay away from such organizations and such conferences altogether? This is why such places, such organizations hide names of their speakers till the last minute sometimes, so people would not have any doubts regarding who's coming to speak. And the reason, as the Sheikh mentioned, when I mentioned that sometimes it reaches a point of having quarrels when they try to advise the sisters and brothers and those in the organization, he said, because they're not students upon the true sunnah. They're not people of religion upon pure religion. And one major indication, because they have laughter and so on in their conferences. And why do you think they go after such organizations? Because they don't want Allah. They just want to have a good time. Is it from the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to have your wala and bara, your allegiance and your freedom, or declaring your innocence of a certain particular thing for religion of Allah and the people of the religion of Allah, or for other than that? You as a believer must be free from anything that goes against the religion of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from such actions, whether that's in the form of organization or a conference. And who are you taking your religion from in this case, when you go to such conferences? Are you taking from somebody who's upon the true religion, or somebody who's wal-iyadu billah upon false religion? These people are fighting with them because they love what they're upon, and they have no clue what is against the sunnah to start with. This is what makes them fight you back. It's their nafs. It's their whims and desires. But for the believer, he must walk, the believer must guide his nafs, his own whims and desires, in accordance with the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then I mentioned to the Sheikh again, the last part of the question, how do we go about advising those in the organization or brothers and sisters affected by such organization or such conferences? He said the question should be, are they prepared? Are they willing to accept the advice from you or not? The so-called jam'iyyah, as we call it in Arabic, or so-called organization, is established upon the sunnah or not? So what are you going to tell them to start with, if they are upon what they are upon, as we mentioned earlier? And they're men upon what they're upon, as you mentioned earlier. Is it from the Sunnah to have a comedy show? All of what he mentioned and all of what we mentioned is in accordance with the guidelines of the Sharia. And that's what we go by. Are they truly the people of Sunnah? Are they truly defending the Sunnah? Or are they actually defending their own organization and their own conferences? These people are just following the desires. And there's no need to fight them or quarrel with them. The one who's sincere will leave them by himself or by herself. But as for those who have sickness in their hearts, will stay with them. Those that should be warned about are such organizations and such conferences. Not the man that divorced his wife, as in the previous question, or the sister that asked for khula from her husband. These organizations are the true people that should be warned about, because they're not from the people of the Sunnah. Their goals and objectives is mixed up and mangled. They don't even have any foundations from the Sunnah. Who is lecturing amongst them? Who are their speakers? I'll tell you who they are. Comedy artists and anashid players. Is there anything in Islam called anashid, for example? Did the Sahaba have anashid? Did the scholars of Sunnah ever had anashid? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his life sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would have the poet from amongst the Sahaba say poetry to show the mightiness of this religion, the beauty of this religion, and the falsehood of disbelief.
Hassan ibn Thabit.
Hassan ibn Thabit. Ismi ya Sheikh? Sahm al-Islam?
Hassan ibn Thabit. Hassan ibn Thabit. Sheikh al-Sahab al-Yarin. Hassan ibn Thabit. Sha'ar al-Islam.
Sha'ar al-Islam. Barakallahu fiqh, Sheikh. As the Sheikh mentioned, Hafidhahullah, the companion Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu an was even nicknamed the poet of Islam. He would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, and mention poetry in defense of the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showing the mightiness and the beauty of this religion versus the falsehood of the religion of disbelievers. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes would ask him to go on the minbar and say that poetry that shows the ugliness of disbelief and the beauty of Islam. And he will tell him, say regarding them, attack him, meaning the disbelievers, talk about them. And he would make dua for him. That is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam making dua for Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu. And the Sahaba would make dua that Allah give him the success in doing so. Because his poetry, as the Sheikh mentioned, Hafidhahullah, would show what is disbelief, the reality of disbelief, and it would show the glory of Islam. طيب شيخنا سالي يقول شيخنا بخصوص السؤال اللي بدأنا به المرة اللي فاتت قبل ما ننسى شيخنا, هل يجوز في الحالة هذه كمان الأخ اللي هو عنده مشاكل مع زوجته في العشرة, هل نذكرهم مثلا بأذكار الأذكار اللي تقال قبل معاشرة الزوجة وغيره ويكون على وضوء وغيره من حاجات هذه؟
يعني مع زوجته يعني
نعم
يعني مع وضوء
لا مثالة مثلا الدعاء قبل المعاشرة ويكون أفضل إذا كان متوضي قبل ما يعاشرها والشغلات هذه عشان يبعد عنه مشاكل اللي كانت عنده.
الحاجات دي كلها يقولها وبعدين الموضوع بين كل واحد يؤدي الواجب اللي عليه وبعد تكويد الحق اللي عليه.
نعم.
صح. كل واحد منهم. الاثنين لازم في ميزان. هو يحسن العشرة ويتسمع وتطيع. مش بس اللوم على واحد منهم, لا الاثنين.
نعم.
واكد. كل حق الميزان بالسمع والطاعة. إذا جاءهم تبدون دينه وخلقه فزوجوه. صفات الرجل الصالح. ما المرأة خير بتعذب المرأة الصالحة إذا هزمت عليها سراتك قولوا حبيب يغدت على عبيداتك إذا أمن في مالك وعرضك وإذا من طاعة طاعتك هو ده شروط المرأة الصالحة والرجل الصالح وسرعات خانكات حافظات غير محافظ الله الصالحات عندها أدب وعندها طاعة زوجها وعندها خضوع لله تحفظ الغير تستر على زوجها ما تبدعش زوجها تستر كل شيء بقت كنيه ما بيجبنيش وهو بيجب لها إن هي عندها أكثر وتقول للناس لا لازم الزوجة تحفظ سر زوجها وتستر عليه وهو يحسن إليها إمساكم معروف أو تصريحا بإحسان كل الحاجات دي تتقلها طبعا تتقلوا شكرا
إمساكم معروف أو
كنت عاوز من خليه وقت الواحد ولا مش مهم أتخذ الوقت يخلو
طيب خير إن شاء الله يعني this is a quick comment I asked the Sheikh regarding the first question we asked last time about the sister complaining about her husband not being able يعني to fulfill her rights in bed and I said the Sheikh should we remind them also of the is best actually if the brother makes a dua that you're supposed to say as a Muslim before you can consummate or before you have any relation with your wife shouldn't you be upon wudu and so on and the same goes for the sister the sheikh said
يعني yes. حاجات شكلية حاجات مهمة كان شكلية no. مهمة الحاجات اللي فيها تأثير
نعم
no. العيشة عشان المعاملة هم no. دي الأشياء اللي أهم ده كل إذا حجرت نوايا وصدق الواحد مع زوجته وصدقت معاه كل الحاجات دي سهل تعملها مش مجرد ده شكله خلاص لا شكله موضوع دور وعرض خبرك يعني لازم اللي هو الايه العمل والشيخ نفسه
نعم طيب so the Sheikh رضي الله عنه asked this he said what we mentioned regarding making the dua and being upon wudu is just a formality that's important but it's not enough in itself rather each and every one of the spouses must fulfill what is compulsory upon them regards the other each and every one of them must be making sure that his or her rights are complete or fulfilled in other words as we say in Arabic هي أنا كنت أقولها مثلا in action and intention يعني بالعمل والنية
عمل والنية كويس
عمل والنية كويس صح يا شيخ
إنما تبي حاجات شكلية برضو وحاجات موضوعية الشكل مهم كله مهم
ممكن تكون objective وsubjective نعم
الموضوع أشد أهم
نعم ما هو موضوع يعني subjective يا شيخ
subject
أيوة و هذه موضوعي والشكلي objective لا objective يا شيخ objective والله أعلم صح الله ما بارك طيب as always ما شاء الله شيخ knows the English language so he's trying to correct my English الله ما بارك which I enjoy a lot personally. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
مدرس انجليزي من بريطانيا.
اللهم بارك.
فرنسا من فرنسا.
اللهم بارك. As the Sheikh mentioned, I learned English the way the Brits learned it from back in the day, and I learned French from the way the French spoke it back in the day. اللهم بارك.
مش بتاع كنتو يا أخي شوالة.
نعم, he said it's not like your English that you guys have now in America, different from your English. اللهم بارك. So the Sheikh حمد اللهم بارك. So the Sheikh حفظه الله continued by saying we must, as spouses, to have the best possible relationship with the opposite side. He said, for example, the woman must listen and obey, And so is the case with the man. Each and every individual in a family has a scale from the Sharia. The matter of hearing and obeying applies also to spouses. As he mentioned, for example, from the hadith of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding who is a good spouse from amongst the men, is the one that you are pleased with his deen, with his religion, as well as his manners. And who is good to be a spouse from the women, is the one that if you look at her, you'll be pleased with her. And if you command her, she would obey. And if you leave her behind, meaning you went on a trip somewhere, she would protect your honor. As the Sheikh mentioned also from the ayat, Salihatun Qanitat. And I didn't take the ayah out. I apologize. Give me 1 second. نعم. As the Sheikh Hafidhahullah mentioned, we're not seeing this because we're men, so we're defending men. But rather, we're seeing what we're seeing because we are in a place of a judge right now, and we have to be just to both sides of the equation. Success in life is dependent upon both spouses, not just one versus the other. Again, success in life is dependent upon both sides of the family, men and women, not just one versus the other. Sheikhna, al-aya salihatun qanitat, al-hiya andi ayatin fiha, mish aya wahda. Fafi wahda surat al-nisa ufi fi al-tahrim.
Salihatun qanitatun hafidh Allah. Salihatun qanitatun
nisa. Fi surat al-nisa, naam. Al-aya 34, Allah A'lam. As the Sheikh mentioned, the ayah from Surah Al-Nisa, verse 34, which translates, are men are the protectors and maintainers of women, because Allah has made them one of them to excel the other. أقرأ الآية الأبلاء. حاضر يا شيخ.
الرجال قومون عن النساء.
نعم، أنا بدأت من هنا. أنا بدأت من هنا.
الرجال قومون عن النساء.
بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم.
لازم تعترف المرأة بدي.
نعم.
مساء قلبها. وإلا مش هتستقيم الحياة. كل ما يقول لا راس براسه أو هي تغلبه وتبقى فوقه لا زي بتاع أوروبا وأمريكا لا. إحنا غير. قبلك وهو نعم. كمان لازم يكون على المستوى. مش هو ياخدها بقى استبداد لا مش استبداد. وهكذا.
نعم. As the Sheikh Abdullah said, the reason we mention such ayat, because this is a fair warning to everybody. We in Islam, as a woman, must confess with her heart to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have preferred men to her. So she would be steadfast and straight upon her religion.
Degree.
As the Sheikh Hafidhahullah also mentioned, Subhanallah. As the Sheikh Hafidhahullah also mentioned, he said,
تفضل. Who is the senior, Adam or Hawa?
Adam, superior.
قبل. زين حواء. بلا كده لازم. هكذا كانت الحياة يعني من الإسلام الرجل قوام على المرأة مسؤول عنها أمام الله ثم أمام الناس هو مسؤول على البيت هو قائد البيت والتشاور ما مش منع من التشاور بس القيادة مين الزوج لازم اللي ماسك الزمام ده وبيتعب هو إيه ياخد الريادة والقيادة بالشركة من مسؤول المدير العام لازم يديله حقوق الرياده والقياده ولا مش مدير مش كده ولا ايه؟
صحيح
ذلك الرجل اذا بيفهموه فهم خاطئ يخلو نظام اوروبي. لا المرأة ليست هي شير الامور، لا شير امور الرجل.
نعم As the Sheikh Abdullah added, يعني, so many benefits here, and I'm going to try to cover them as best as I can. The Sheikh mentioned, for example, a woman should never says, I'm equal to the man. My head is just like his head, for example, like they do in America or Europe. So is the case also, the man, he should not treat the woman as if she's a piece of carpet, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ just step all over her. As the Sheikh said, who was senior? Who came first? Was it Adam or Eve? It was Adam. So is life under Islam. The man
عليه السلام
عليه السلام نعم عليه السلام so the نعم so the man he is the protector and maintainer of the woman. He's the one responsible for her, not just in front of Allah but in front of the people. He's the one that's responsible for the house, and this is why all matters of consultation must be for the man, and this is why the man has to be in a charge, because he's the one that is leading the way, and he's the one responsible and carry the responsibility of the whole household. Just like in a company, in a way, when you have the so-called general manager or the manager of the company, he's the one that's leading the way, he's the one responsible for that company, and he's the one to be obeyed. The same thing with the case of a man in the Muslim family. Not the way it's understood wrongly in the West, for example, as the Sheikh said, but rather, we must understand these things in accordance with Islam, as mentioned again in Surah An-Nisa, verse 34. Men are the protectors and maintainers of women, because Allah has made one of them to excel the other, and because they spend to support them from their means. Therefore, the righteous women are devoutly obedient to Allah and to their husbands, and guard in the husband's presence what Allah orders them to guard. Example, their chastity, their husband's property, etc. As to those women on whose part you see ill conduct, admonish them first, next refuse to share their beds, and last beat them lightly if it is useful. But if they return to obedience, seek not against them means of annoyance. Surely Allah is ever most high, most great. And the Sheikh continued by saying here, this is why the woman must listen to her husband, and her humbleness is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, and consequently to her husband. She should not, for example, expose her husband, and the same applies to the husband. He should not be exposing his wife, as in the case of social media and so on, or questions and so on. For example, the Sheikh said, she should never be telling people around that he never brings anything home, and he actually is bringing his stuff home. And the same thing applies to the husband here. He should be always doing good to his wife and making sure that she's all right. As the Sheikh mentioned another ayah, imsakun bima'roof aw tasrihun bi-ihsan. And I didn't even get that one out. Sheikhna, لازم اطلع الايه دي كمان امساك بمعروف او تسريح باحسان ولا ترجمها كده؟
نعم.
ترجمها زي ما هي. طيب. امساك بمعروف او تسريح باحسان والحمد لله افتكرت الايه
كابتشر
نعم
كابتشر
نعم اذا الشيخ سيد حفظه الله امساك ممكن كابتشر صحيح هنشوف دلوقتي ترجمه الشيخ محسن رحمه الله قال فيها ادسن سوره سبحان الله سوره الطلاق معقوله هي
لا لا لا
هي في سورة أنا مش عارف أقرأ عشان عندي الخط صغير هنا شوية في سورة البقرة يا شيخ الآية 200 والله أعلم 229 أظن والله أعلم مش عارف أقرأ الرقم كمان خط صغير قوي عندي أو I'm not sure of the ayah number but it's in سورة البقرة that talks about the divorces twice after that it's 220 something but I cannot read the numbers because it's so small. It says the divorce is twice. After that, either you retain her on reasonable terms or release her with kindness. That's what the Sheikh is mentioning here. And he said capture. وكتب لنا الشيخ retain. Retain يعني يخليها معاه.
الطلاق مرتان.
نعم أيوة الطلاق مرتان فإمساكهم بمعروف أو تسريحهم بإحسان. نعم. So in this ayah, as the Sheikh is quoting the first part of this ayah, divorce is twice. After that, either you retain her on reasonable terms or release her with kindness. He said these are very important things in the matters of Islam. The most important thing, as the Sheikh said, is how both spouses are maintaining the relationship amongst each other. If the intentions are pure or sincere for the sake of Allah, and if both spouses are truthful to one another or with one another, then the matter is not just formalities anymore. It's not objective, but rather subjective also. As the Sheikh, yani him and I continued back and forth on the English part of it earlier. So the matter here is subjective as well as objective. The matter, again, dear brothers and sisters, when it comes to the relationship between a man and his wife, is objective as well as subjective. Meaning, in other words, not just words that we say and we apply, but rather we have to be sincere regarding these matters for the sake of Allah first and foremost. And we have to be truthful with one another as spouses. And as the Sheikh concluded by saying earlier, we're not saying this because we are men, talking regards men's rights, but rather we're talking here from the way of being a judge amongst a man and his wife. Success in this life, again, is dependent upon both sides of the family, men and women, not just one side versus the other. Allahumma barak. Anything? Alaykum as-salamu wa barakatuh. Anything that I've said that's correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that I've said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. Wassalamu alaykum. Jazakumullah khair ya shaykhna. Alaykum as-salamu wa barakatuh. Alaykum as-salamu wa barakatuh.